to the we can dedicate our Mishnayos to the yard site of
my father Menashe Nachum ben Yitzchak Isaac.
Menashe Nachum Yitzchak Isaac should have Neshama should have an Aliyah.
Amen.
Okay, we're in the sixth parak of Maseches Kalayim. So we've been discussing the halachas of when you have vines, either a row of vines or individual vines that go over either a wall or a trellis or something smaller. But ultimately, we discuss the halachas of what happens in those cases. Now, again, just a quick review. You have a row of vines that goes over a wall or over a trellis. So that according to the Tanakhama, we paskin like, gets the halacha of a vineyard as opposed to being individual vines. Nafkamina, the difference is how much space you have to move away. From a vineyard, you need 4 amos. From an individual vine, it's just 6 tvachim. The next halach we learned was halach which appeared in Mishnah Gimel, which was the idea of apifyaris. Apifyaris was, you have an individual vine going over a trellis. So the halacha is, it doesn't have a halacha of a kerem, you don't need to move away 4 amos, but the rest of that trellis cannot be planted under. You can't plant seeds underneath that. That's what the theme of this parak has been. We discussed what happens if the aris breaks, how much space it has to be. So Mishnah, we are up to Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin continues. What happens if you have an interesting wall? You have, I should just, by way of introduction, the Rishonim disagree on how to understand this Mishnah. The word seems to be very straightforward, but I'll just present to you the way the Ravi Bar Tanur understands it, and afterwards the way the Rambam understands it. Mishnah reads as follows: Aris shu yoytz min hakaisel miteich hakaren v'karla v'noisn le'avadasav zereis hamaiser. If you have this trellis that comes out of a wall, and you have your vines growing over the wall, and then it stops, it comes out of the corner, and then it stops. So that's not very clear what that means. It comes out of the wall and it stops. The halacha is noisn le'avadasav. You give it its space, which again is 6 tefachim. Zereis hamaiser, you can plant the rest. What's this talking about? So the way that the Rav understands it is like this. You have your wall, and you squish together a few vines on either end, and then you stopped. So you didn't plant it very wisely. And it has to be, the way he explains it is, that this whole area is less than 4 amos. So you can't spread it out. You're going to have 5 vines. You have to squish some vines on either side of it. And then you have an open space in the middle. What's halach with that open space? So he explains you have to give it its avodasai, its space, which is, from this side, you're going to have to measure 6 tefachim, from that side, 6 tefachim, and then you can plant in the middle. That's the way that the Rav understands the Mishnah. The Rambam understands, no, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about this. You have a corner, and you have some vines growing along both sides of it. So now, how do we view that? We view that as one row, and therefore leaning it over that row is going to make it into a vineyard. Now you have to move away 4 amos. Or do you view that, no, that's not one row, that's individual vines leaning over a wall. Then all you need is 6 tefachim. The Mishnah is saying we'll view it as individual vines because it's not in a straight row. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi Yomerim, Ein Shom Arba Amos, Liyavi Zer Lasham. Rabbi Yossi really is the same Rabbi Yossi that we saw earlier where he discussed the halacha. It was in the last parak in Mishnah Tess, I think. There was no Mishnah Tess. I believe in the last parak we discussed the lach of a wine press in the middle of a field, where Rabbi Yossi explained that if you have a vine in there, then you need to move away the 4 amos. So what he's saying is that this halach is similar. He's comparing it, that since there's no 4 amos over here, you have to move away those 4 amos to plant anything. In other words, without getting too complicated, the Rav goes through explaining why this Mishnah is a chiddush over that, and why that Mishnah is a chiddush over this one, but ultimately, it's the same Rabbi Yossi as we saw earlier in this parak where he discussed the halacha of a gas. Let's quickly check which Mishnah it was. Okay, we'll get back to this later. Mishnah Ches continues. Hakarama yetzav in aris. So you have your trellis and you have some reeds growing out of it. In other words, it wasn't a perfect structure. You have the reeds that you need. It's made out of reeds. You have the reeds that are necessary to catch the vine to support the vine. Now you have some that are growing out of it. Now the Mishnah says v'chas aleim lepaskov. The reason why you don't want to cut them is simply because you don't want to waste it. You don't need them there. It's not there to support the vine, but you just don't want to cut it off and throw it in the garbage. So you leave it attached. So now again, this is referring to the halacha we saw earlier of apifyaros, that if you have vines growing over a trellis, even if it's one vine, you can't plant under the rest of the trellis. What's the halacha with these extra reeds that are sticking out? Do they have the halacha of this trellis or not? Perhaps they're just not connected because they're not necessary. So the Mishnah says, Knegdan mutter, to plant underneath them is mutter because you're only not cutting them off because you don't want to waste them, but they're not really there to support the vine. However, asan kadesh yahalach aleim achadash, if you indeed made them, it's like this, the vine should grow along it, then it would be usher to plant underneath it. Mishnah Tess continues, you have a flower which grew off of the arse. What this means is you have your vine, and some of the branches of the vine start to grow off over the trellis. So now, underneath them, you want to know whether you can plant. So the Mishnah says, the parach mid refers to a flower because it's budding. It's in basically, what this means is, they used to put weights on things, on a string, and hang it down to see what was directly level underneath it. I think the modern day example, that would be some type of a laser that you'd point directly down. Like this, you'd be able to see directly what's underneath it. What the Mishnah is trying to say is that you're going to try to imagine. Obviously, you can't hang a weight because hanging a weight on a vine is just going to pull the vine. It's not going to go. It's not going to work. But that's why it says, Ryan, I said, you would imagine, ki'ilu, as if, mototelos tulu, but you have this weight hanging on it. And then, kenedi also, whatever is directly underneath it, directly within line of that flower, now you can't plant underneath that anymore. V'chein badalos, the same thing is true by adalos, which is another structure that has the same lumdus where a piece is sticking out. Now, the Mishnah continues, you pull a branch from one tree to the next. Now, it says ilan ilan, but it's referring to gefanim, to vines. It's not a tree, it's a vine. So you pull one branch from a vine to the next vine, because you want it to support each other. The halacha is, tachteh asa, what's growing underneath these branches now becomes us. You cannot plant directly underneath these branches. Again, you have to move six tefachim from the base of the vine. Now, in this case, you could just, whatever's directly underneath this branch, can't be planted. The Mishnah continues, Sipka b'chevel b'gami tachas ha-sipak mutter. Let's say this branch was not long enough to reach the next vine. In other words, you wanted to connect one vine to the next, but it simply wasn't long enough, so you attach a string. The Mishnah says, under the extra string that's just there to attach one vine to the next, it's mutter to plant underneath that string. However, asan kadesh yahalach alav achadash aser. If indeed you made this string as a pathway that now the vine should grow along the string, you want it to follow the string and grow along, then it has the halacha, like we mentioned earlier, of apifyorais. It's like a trellis, you can't plant underneath that string. We will stop here at the end of Mishnah Tes, the end of Parak Vav. We'll continue tomorrow with Hashem with the seventh Parak in Maseches Kalayim. Chalani Mekasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Lezakeh.